Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
916.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed, you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive, so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when, A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
This Sunday, we'll have more of Hometown Baseball's greatest hits. The Arena Aces, now in the second round of the Hometown League Sunday playoffs, will be at Blanchardville. We'll have the game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time, 12:45. It's the Aces versus the Bullets. Coming up Sunday at 1 in Hometown Baseball playoff action from WRCO Radio Sports.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend so far and a good Sunday to you. As anticipated, fog developed last night in the Wisconsin River Valley, Kickapoo River Valley, and other locations, and it is that time of year, I feel, as yes, you could see fog develop in low-lying areas any time of year if the conditions are right, but in the late summer and fall season, it is almost nightly, as you know, especially when the sky is clear and the wind becomes calm. Otherwise, after the fog lifts early today, another day of more of the same, hazy sunshine because of the wildfire smoke aloft and continued air quality issues at the low levels. An air quality alert remains in effect until noon today, and that could be extended into the early work week with the particulates in the air. Comfortable this afternoon with a high near 80, not really humid, a light wind from the southeast. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, areas of fog after midnight with lows around 55. Any cloud cover tonight, it should be high-level clouds passing overhead and we will stay dry. Monday, areas of fog early, mostly sunny to partly cloudy in the afternoon, and some haziness because of that upper-level smoke, highs around 81, and Monday night, partly cloudy with some fog possible after midnight, lows around 60. Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, perhaps feeling a tad more humid as dew points climb into the low 60s. And late in the day, there is a slim chance of a shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm, with highs around 83. There is a better potential of showers and thunderstorms overall Wednesday and Thursday. Now, it looks to be pretty scattered across the upper Midwest, with not really any great forcing lift in the atmosphere, but the potential is high enough that it's worth mentioning, and we could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain between Wednesday and Thursday, maybe more with more intense thunderstorms. So we'll have to kind of tweak the forecast as we get closer to the middle of the week and we get more of a consistent idea of what will happen. Highs in the mid 80s Wednesday and Thursday and muggy. Friday and Saturday, high temperatures pushing 90, overnight lows around 70, humid, getting back to that summertime heat. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a wonderful day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a hazy and slightly foggy 54 degrees. That is up from our morning low of 52. Yesterday, we had a high of 80 degrees and no precipitation. The record high on this day, 98, had set in 1988. A record low, 45, set in 1966. Last year on this day, our high was 87 and our low was 67. Sunset today will be at 8:21, sunrise tomorrow at 5:54. No precipitation. The barometer is at 30.13 as it dips slightly. Winds are light out of the northwest. Again, it's 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM. Richland Center.
WRCO Sunday Morning News is sponsored today by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Richland Center resident died in a fatal crash in the town of Clyde. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Friday night at approximately 7:45, the Iowa County 911 Center received a report of a serious crash on State Highway 130 north of Spring Valley Road in the town of Clyde. The preliminary investigation indicates that Lucas Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, was operating a motorcycle northbound at a high rate of speed when he lost control on a curb and struck a guardrail. Bystanders and emergency responders immediately attempted life-saving measures, but despite their efforts, Lucas Weitzel was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This marks Iowa County's sixth fatal crash of 2025. Emergency response to the incident included Lone Rock Fire Department, Dodgeville EMS, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, Avoca Fire Department, and UW MedFlight. Experienced community players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors. If you haven't seen it yet, you don't want to miss the final performance this afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's Little Shop of Horrors is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. The Richland County Highway Department will be blacktopping in Allison Park on State Highway 80 on Tuesday. The Highway Department will be closing the intersection of State Highway 80 and Sunset Lane from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If possible, you are asked to avoid that intersection. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Before there was a post office in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a wiki source, it's titled The Yankee and the Teuton in Wisconsin, Muscadet, 1763 to 1856. The reference number is 86. It was then a post office because none was opened by 1847. Hard to explain? The language used in this correspondent came from the Prairie du Chien Patriot, dated February 23, 1847. Who says this? And I quote, "The mail from Mineral Point to Muscadet." And you'll note that Muscadet was spelled with a K instead of a C, M-U-S-K-O-D-A. As the mail goes there once a week, there is no post office in Richland County. There is, however, a post office in Muscadet. The census of 1846 assigns to the Northern District of Grant County 1,482 persons were located there. It is possible to identify the list of the heads of families. Six family names were very common in Muscadet: John D. Parrish, James Smith, Manuel Denston, Thomas Waters, William Garland, and Richard Hall. All of these met again for the census of December 1, 1847, now called the Muscadet Precinct. This time, Muscadet is spelled, as it is, M-U-S-C-O-D-A, but there is a Y at the end, Muscadet. That, of course, is in Grant County. Listed separately, this precinct seems to have included townships in the present-day towns of Muscadet, Castle Rock, Waterstown, and Hickory Grove, all located to the south. That precinct is credited with 13 families aggregating a total of 77 persons. Mr. Garland, in the county history, has that managing a hotel in Muscadet, and now it's spelled the normal way, M-U-S-C-O-D-A. Moses Manlove had a second hotel, or what they called, and I quote, a boarding house. Aside from those in the Muscadet precinct in Grant County, several families are living in Iowa County. Now, that's just south of the Wisconsin River, but to the east. They must have depended on their supplies from Muscadet or possibly Highland. If Richland County settlers really were, as reported, getting their mail at Muscadet, that would mean, of course, they were part of the census numbers. That 235 persons living north of the Wisconsin River in what we now know as Richland County would be part of that census. The county history says the old log house used as a land office also served in 1847 as a store. So you'll take note that the land office was later moved to Mineral Point from Muscadet. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Cazenovia. It's in Westford Township.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
National Night Out events will be held around the country coming up this Tuesday. National Night Out is an annual community building campaign held on the first Tuesday of August each year that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. Betsy Raisler is the Program Director for Partners for Prevention.
It started in 1973 in Ohio, and we hadn't implemented an event here in Richland Center, so the Partners for Prevention reached out to law enforcement, because it did begin as a partnership between law enforcement and the community as a way to strengthen partnerships. So that expanded to first responders. So it has a long history in the United States, and you know, the see something, say something, partnerships, giving a common citizen the ability to assist with law enforcement if there's issues. And so it's been a great tradition as a national event, and now we have one here locally in our fifth year.
Partners for Prevention began National Night Out in Richland County in 2020 as a way to complete a goal of building partnerships in the community.
Our number one goal is to increase collaboration in the community. So this is an event that does that specifically, brings groups together. Our specific mission is to reduce substance use among young people. And so as a event like this, bringing people together, that builds relationships. And so who knows what you can do beyond an event? You can do other things, building on those relationships and connections.
The fifth Richland County National Night Out will be hosted by the new nonprofit Richland County National Night Out, made up of members of law enforcement, the fire department, ambulance, and members of Partners for Prevention of Richland County. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gauld says it's an opportunity for the community to meet law enforcement, fire, and ambulance in a non-stressful environment.
I think it's important just to introduce the kids to the firefighters, to the Sheriff's Department, the city police, in a non-emergency situation, because if they just see us, they could be scared of us in our turnout gear, and it's probably a really bad day if we're there. And this way they can see the trucks and understand that we're not scary people in our gear with our SCBAs on and things, that just neighbors trying to help out our community members.
The fifth annual National Night Out will be held from 5 to 8 at a new location this year. This year's event will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The evening will include canine demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays and demonstrations, a first responder team challenge, Tiny Acres Animals, bounce houses, DJ music with Phil Nee and Gary Gukonek. Back this year will be the canine 5K walk run beginning at 5:30 with registration beginning at 4:30. The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be held on Tuesday from 5 to 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. All ages are invited to attend. Food and refreshments will be available to purchase from the Kiwanis Club, Lions Club 4-H, and the Boy Scouts. Archers interested in applying for an opportunity to receive a 2025 Dane County Parks Archery Limited Access Permit may apply today through Monday, August 11th. The program provides opportunities for archers to hunt deer and fall turkey on specific county lands with a required Wisconsin DNR hunting license. This year, 213 limited access archery permits will be available. Youth 15 years of age and younger may accompany and hunt under the direction of a valid permit holder. Participants 16 years of age and older are limited to one permit, non-transferable, for one property for the fall hunting season. Archers who would like to participate in the archery program will have until midnight, Monday, August 11th, to apply online at danecountyparks.com/recreation/hunting/archery. The fee for the online application is $3. Winners will be selected through a random computer drawing on Tuesday, August 12th. Winners will be notified through email with a link to purchase the permit for the property won. Permits must be purchased online by 4 Tuesday afternoon, August 25th, or will be forfeited and entered into a second drawing. Once purchased, a plastic permit will be mailed, which must be carried and visibly displayed by the permit holder while hunting. The cost of the permit is $20 and helps offset the program administration costs. Dane County also offers hunting opportunities that require no access permit. To find out more information on the county wildlife areas and all public lands open to hunting within Dane County, check the hunting opportunities page at the parks website, danecountyparks.com/parks-recreation/hunting. Or contact Dane County Parks at 608-224-3730.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Sunday, August 3rd. Michael E. Malzoff, age 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held on Monday at 3 at Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rights will be accorded by the American Legion Post 24, VFW Post 2474, Platteville. The Mel B. Funeral Home at Crematory Platteville is serving the family of Michael E. Malzoff, age 74. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel, died July 29th at home. Funeral service will be held on Monday at 11 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at West Fork Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel today from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at Trinity Lutheran Church on Monday from 10 until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated. For Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel. Frank J. Gundlach, 80, of Wisconsin Dells, formerly of Plain, died on July 27th at Our House in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be at St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Frank J. Gundlach, 80, of Wisconsin Dells, and formerly of Plain. Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City, died July 29th. A funeral service will be held on Tuesday at 11 at the Mauston Methodist Church with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery south of Mauston. Friends may call at Crandall's Funeral Home of Mauston on Monday from 4 to 9. Friends may also call at the Mauston Methodist Church on Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Robert Bob Frankie, 90, of Mauston, formerly of Bloom City. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died August 1st as a result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 4 until 7, and again on Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health. A private graveside service will be held at St. Malachi Cemetery in Clyde. The Luloff Peterson Hauck Funeral Home is assisting the family of Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90, of Avoca.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Fall means football, volleyball, cross country, soccer, and even marching band. And it all starts with the right shoes and support. At The Shoebox in Black Earth, their knowledgeable staff makes sure every athlete and performer gets the perfect fit, great service, and the support they need to succeed. Whether you're on the field, on the run, or marching in formation, The Shoebox is your first step. Open 7 days a week in Black Earth or online at theshoebox.com. The Shoebox, service like it ought to be.
Well, we want to start off today by wishing all of these people either a happy birthday or a happy anniversary. Starting off with happy birthday wishes going out to Kevin Kellogg from the Little Willow Birthday Club today. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Whitney Tony, Darren Mott, Hannah Kramer, Oscar Muller, Christy Joe Carter, Carl Huth, and Colleen Pulvermacher. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Alliance to Christy Carter, Matthew McKenna, Leopold Nanke, Mark Wilkie, Zahn Marie Miles Lynch, David Seifert, and Hazel Baumkamp. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier today to Colleen Pulvermacher. Happy birthday today to Pat Leopold from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday wishes go out to Liliana Chavez today from St. Mary's School. St. Mary's would also like to wish Lee Ewing and Rosie Ewing a very happy birthday today as well. Happy birthday to Brennan Anderson from Grandma Sue. Happy birthday wishes today go out to Colleen Pulvermacher from Ed, Megan, and Mike. Happy birthday to my wife, Tina Jones, from your husband, Rick. Happy anniversary wishes also going out today. Happy anniversary to Tina Jones, to my wife of 34 years, from your husband, Rick. Happy anniversary to Cody and Kay Keene from Mom and Dad Deaver. Happy anniversary also to Rick and Tina Jones from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary to Scott and Lisa Bailing from Bob and Heidi. The Bloom City Town Crier would like to wish Scott and Lisa Bailing, Nick and Jen Rockstad, and Jerry and Donna Sims happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to Tim and Donna Calder from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Also happy anniversary to Scott and Lisa Bailing from Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary to Rick Jones, to my love. These 34 years have been amazing, from your lovely wife, Tina. To all of you celebrating today, be it a birthday or anniversary, we hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports Today is brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. With a look at today's local baseball broadcast, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
Later today, we'll have home talent baseball playoff action. It's the second weekend of the playoffs, and the Arena Aces will be on the road to play at the Blanchardville Bullets. I talked to Arena manager Nick Larson about their opponent this weekend.
Blanchardville is going to come out strong. They got some good pitching. They got some real good sticks in the lineup. You know, we were kind of in a, I like to think of a little midseason funk there when we got them at home. We kind of came off that tough loss against Argyle and then kind of maybe had our tails between our legs a little bit, and they definitely got after us. But I think we're looking to get a little revenge on them and hopefully come away with the win.
Pregame time 12:45 today. First pitch time around 1 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Arena at Blanchardville for the right to play in next weekend's section championship game. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Also in home talent baseball today was Belleville at Verona. Blanchardville will play host to Arena. Reedsburg is at Middleton, and Cross Plains travels to Ashton. The Milwaukee Brewers placed outfielder Jackson Churio on the 10-day injured list after evaluations on his strained right hamstring revealed more significant issues than expected. Churio was injured Tuesday while running the bases on a triple in the fifth inning. The move was made retroactive to Wednesday through manager Pat Murphy, and he said that the 21-year-old will likely require more than a minimum stay on the injured list. He is hitting .276 with 17 homers, 67 RBIs, and 18 steals for the MLB-leading Milwaukee. Elsewhere in the league, it was in National League play, the Atlanta at Cincinnati game being suspended. Colorado defeated Pittsburgh 8-5. It was the Mets taking down San Francisco 12-6, and St. Louis got the win over San Diego 8-5. In the American League, Toronto scored a 4-2 win over Kansas City. Cleveland edged out Minnesota 5-4. It was Boston 7 over Houston 3. Texas had a win over Seattle 6-4, while the Chicago White Sox held the Angels scoreless in a defensive battle 1-0. In the interleague play, it was Tampa Bay 4, the LA Dodgers 0. Baltimore topped the Chicago Cubs 4-3. It was Miami holding the Yankees scoreless 2-0, while Detroit took down Philadelphia 7-5, and Arizona defeated the Athletics 7-2. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
WRCO.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Gift of love and righteousness, spawned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. Bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands at victory, since Christ has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Your forecast today, calling for that air quality alert to stay in effect at least for now until noon. That could be extended. For today, look for highs to be around 80 with light southeast winds, hazy sunshine at times, but otherwise a few scattered clouds possible in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog developing after midnight, lows in the mid-50s, light winds. Monday, highs near 80, areas of fog early, then mostly